Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our guest today is the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. And, you know, throughout the national emergency, the American Legion National Commander, Bill Oxford, has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans group and organizations. And the American Legion closed their homes and postponed events due to the coronavirus concerns. In typical Legion fashion, the American Legion has responded to the needs of many local communities by providing essential supplies, promoting buddy checks, assisting veterans, military families, and service members with service claims and other benefits. And today we have a lot of questions, and actually I'm very excited to have, and he was a Vietnam War veteran and elected National Commander of the nearly 2 million American Legion on August 29th of 2019 in Indianapolis during the organization's 101st National Convention. He has been a member of the nation's largest veterans organizations since 1986. Welcome back to our show, Commander Oxford. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. It's an honor and privilege to be here, and I just want to congratulate the American Legion on what we're doing, what we've been able to do, and what we continue to do.
Right, and as a member, and my husband a member of American Legion, I want to let you know that I just got out of quarantine for COVID-19. So, and the Lodge has been really good. They've been checking on me all the time to make sure I'm all right.
Well, Catherine, I think you mentioned an important part of what we're doing right now, the American Legion Buddy Check Program. And if you remember back to the World Wars, there was a term called Battle Buddies, and our Buddy Check is an extension of that. The Buddy Check Program is just a way to reach out and check on our fellow veterans. It's by Legionnaires, for Legionnaires, to Legionnaires, and there have been many of those contacts across the country. In fact, I did my six yesterday afternoon. But those reach outs and the ways we try to reach out and confer with those veterans is just a way to make sure if they need help, if they need assistance, if they need groceries, if they need medicine or errands, anything we can do to help those veterans feel and understand we still love them, we still need them, still want them to be okay, still checking on them.
You know, that's really important, and I'm going to call Commander Hartman and Ron and offer my services to call six wonderful people. I did get a call. Actually, just want to let you know this. I got a call from one of the daughters of one of our Legionnaires who's in one of the homes, and he's 95 and been an American Legion member for a long time. And she said, please call him because he really needs to hear your voice. And so that's going to be my first guy. How about that?
That's terrific. And when we think about these buddy checks, the mental health issues associated with those kinds of calls is a terrific benefit. As we consider our older guys, but if we want to throw another curve into the ball game, veteran suicides is always a major or significant issue that we're facing and we're dealing with. But those kind of contacts, isolationism and being separated is one of those contributing factors. So as we use our buddy checks to reach out and let those folks know, hey, we're available, we still love you, still want to help. So the buddy checks
right.
is just a way to help us do that.
I lost my brother to suicide and who was in the military, so I do understand that. And that's one of the reasons why I want to help you in any way I can.
Great.
And I really believe that these people need to be touched. Touched as far as a phone call or whatever, to know that they are still loved, like you said, and that we really care and we want to thank them for their service. And the American Legion does so much. I'm so proud of being a member of the American Legion. And how active will the American Legion be during the upcoming election? Because I talked to someone yesterday, a commander, and he's from San Diego. And he said, I tried to go do a talk, and they wouldn't let me come in and do it.
Well, Catherine, as you know, the American Legion is not a political organization.
That's right.
And our Constitution prohibits that. But we do encourage our Legionnaires to study the issues, make sure they are up on the things that are important to them, and vote.
Right.
That's the biggest thing we can do. Many posts, they hold political rallies, but they're not political rallies. If they hold
right.
candidates' nights for forum and give candidates the opportunity, that's as far as we can go. But we don't endorse any candidates.
That's what I thought. You know, not either Republican or Democrat or even Independent. You have advocated for continuing GI Bill benefits for those attending schools that have stopped classes for now. Why is that?
Well, as you know, student veterans are veterans who are receiving the GI Bill. And by the way, the American Legion helped create the GI Bill. But
I remember that.
Oh, yes. We created the original GI Bill going back to Harry Clomery, who was National Commander in 1939, wrote the original GI Bill. But when we think about schools closing, those veterans receiving GI Bill benefits, they still have living expenses. They still have to buy groceries and pay rent.
That's
so
right.
we're just encouraging Congress to continue to fund those benefits. And
that's really important. Why is the American Legion so closely? Well, because you guys wrote it. But you
that's
know what
it.
I'm so proud of? The Blandenburg Cross that it came down.
That was another one of those issues that we always considered the Blandenburg Cross not a memorial or as a memorial to veterans. It wasn't a political symbol. It wasn't a religious symbol. It was a memorial to veterans. And that's why we supported that. And we're able to see that success.
I know you and also Veterans in Defense of Liberty joined with you. A lot of people were really hot about that issue because it really wasn't political. It was
really
to honor our First World War veterans. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. It was just
and
a way to memorialize.
And they would have gone to Arlington next and taken down all those crosses. That's what
sure.
I was afraid of. So, you know, what are some of the most important issues, Commander, facing veterans today?
Well, I think we've got to consider the veteran suicides. That's one of the biggest things that we're facing. We're still having 20 veterans a day committing suicide, and if we've got to find a way to reduce or completely eliminate that number. The 20 veterans a day who are committing suicide, we've got approximately six of those that are enrolled in the Veterans Administration of Veterans Medical System. So we've got to reach out to the other folks that are not enrolled in the Veterans Administration or Veterans Medical System, and reach out and get everybody enrolled in the mental health offerings from the Veterans Administration. It's that crisis line is 1-800-273-8255, and if
can you
we
give
can,
me that again, Commander? Go ahead. 800.
Yes, ma'am. That number 1-800-273-8255. That's the Veterans Crisis Line. If we can make that number available to every veteran and also the public, if we see, as society, see a veteran in a crisis situation or approaching a crisis situation, we can make that number available to the public as well. So they can call and report this veteran if there is a crisis situation developing.
I really wish there, you know, would have been that for me a few years ago. That would have helped our family a lot. And I know that you really care, and I really care about our veterans. We were with the military for 22 years, first as military and then as contractors all over the world. And I'm so proud to be part of the American Legion. I can't thank you enough for your service. There's 13,000 posts worldwide, and you can go to any one of them, can't you?
Yes, ma'am. If you're a Legionnaire, you're welcomed at any of them, and they are
That's
spread
right.
across the world.
And do we don't really know when the post will be opened again, do we?
No, that's still remains to be seen as far as the federal regulations go.
Right. So where can people get all of this? I want to give that number out again, 1-800-273-8255. That's a crisis number. And can you give your website, please? And I'd love to have you on anytime you want to come on.
Yes, ma'am. That, you can find more about the Legion on the World Wide Web at legion.org, or there's a Department of Ohio web page, or you can check us out at any local Legion post when the posts are open back up. But I'm sure somebody would be there to answer your phone call. But legion.org on the World Wide Web, check us out.
Thank you so very much, and you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and thank you for your service. Commander Oxford and what you do. And we'll
Welcome
be back right after these messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Don't forget to go to our website at letsjusttalkradio.com.